Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, how about some adversity points for the hardworking kids of hardworking parents? I know that doesn't count. You know why? You notice something with Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and all of the socialists? Well, that would be pretty much everyone running the Democrat primary. Notice when they talk about rich people, or and not just rich people, but people who have money. They talk about what they have, right? Not what they earned. They never say, well, you know, if you earned 100,000 plus last year, you ought to give up some of your money. No, they never say that. They never use the word earned. It is because they want to create the impression that if you have this money, it must have just been given to you and you really didn't deserve it anyway because you didn't work for it. And they do not distinguish between the person who has has $100,000 income because they do, you know, they have one high paying job, and the person who has $100,000 income because they've cobbled together two or three. They just like to work. They like to have that income. They're willing to give up the hours of their life that they could have spent doing something else, and they have the high income for whatever reason. Maybe they've got, you know, two kids in college and they didn't save, they should have, and now they got to make up for it with extra jobs. You pulled in $100,000 this year. You earned that. They never use the word. Notice they never use the word earn. And if you, God forbid, make decent money, $70,000, $80,000, because you're working two jobs, a full-time and maybe a part-time or something. Well, they don't distinguish. They do not look at, well, okay, you have this, but what did you do to earn, oh, more than most people? What do you work a week? 80 hours, dang. No, it's what you have. Well, how did you have it? For most people, some people inherit money, but for the most part, you earned it. You earned it. You don't have it. You earned it. Because you did something somebody else was not willing to do. It's like if you look at the millionaire next door. Average millionaire next door, vast majority of them, I'll never forget this reading it in the book, they didn't earn it. I mean, they didn't have it. They didn't get it. They earned it. Almost all of them earned it by starting small businesses that require a lot of work to get up and running. And I would add, a lot of risk. There's an incredible amount of risk in having your own business. It gets better in the later years if you're established, but oh my gosh, weathering that first 3 to 5 years. Where you desperately need marketing to get going, but you can't afford the marketing you need. It's a catch-22. Texter writes, hey Tara, Bernie Sanders excused his $500,000 he made last year on his book as what he earned and implied you can't have it because it's his. Just like his three houses, etc. Yeah, no, Bernie gets this. He's like, no, I may be a millionaire, but I earned it. What he means is, as opposed to all those other millionaires. See, I, Bernie Sanders, wrote amazing and wonderful things that enlighten the minds of many, and so I deserve to earn what I earned. Well, what if I created a product that made life easier for many? Thief. That's how it goes. Text writes, the reason Bernie or AOC don't say earned is because they don't know how to earn their income. That's true. They were both miserable failures in the private sector before they were elected. And finally, Texter writes, Obama says you didn't earn it. The government gave it to you. I guess that explains why middle-class politicians go in, millionaire politicians come out.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.